It's a B Morning Coffee Club, and I think the animals have all gotten a little more stubborn. They think it's their world.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you ever had a situation in your yard or out and about where animals are like, excuse me, it's my yard, it's my area?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We had the most stubborn chipmunk.
Chipmunk.
We stopped trying to grow our own tomatoes. My husband and my son love cherry tomatoes. As soon as those things would get ripe, that chipmunk, it didn't matter what they put around that plant. My husband would get netting. He'd get some sort of wall for it. Like, it did not matter. That chipmunk found a way to get those tomatoes just as they're ripe, like at the perfect peak of ripeness, because they're opportunistic feeders, I should say.
Wow. And then when you finally gave up on the tomatoes, it was sitting there like, hey,
yeah,
what's going on?
Where's my plants?
Yeah.
This year, he was like, forget it. We're not even doing it.
I'm driving down lake yesterday, taking the fur babies for a walk along the lake. And a squirrel comes out, goes back and goes back, like goes back and forth three times as I'm coming up. So I start slowing down. It was almost like that Geico commercial where the squirrel is playing with you.
Oh, yeah.
And finally, as I slowed down, it gave up. And I guess he was recon for his buddy, the big woodchuck. You know, the thick, slow moving across and just stopped. And so I had enough time to stop because the squirrel is like the warning, but the woodchuck just stops in the middle and gives me the stink eye, looks at me. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is my road. What are you doing? I'm like, this thing's eyeballing me.
Yeah.
Get out of the road. You don't want to get hit, knucklehead.
When I feel like it.
Yes, yes. So I'm doing all the old
honk. Let you know when you can pass.
Honk, honk, finally, just real slowly, all right, I'm bored, go on. I'm like, the woodchuck stopped me. Luckily, I was slow enough. I don't want to hit the thing, right?
I do think they mess with us.
That's what I mean. The whole thing, it was like that commercial. The squirrel's out there. I'll give the warning sign because here comes my slow buddy.
I think they all meet and talk about how stupid humans are.
Right.
I think it's that. It was like frickin' Frack, the geese that we had that used to just sit and cross the road and stand in the yard, and then stand in the middle of the road and let people honk, and then just to mess with people. I feel like this is just their way of messing with us. And then they all meet and talk about how stupid we are.
Do you feel the animals plan all this? You know what I mean? 585-252-WBE.